On June 6, 1944, U.S., British, and Canadian troops launched an invasion of Normandy to gain a foothold on the continent. It was a risky plan, and as it turns out, a costly battle. An estimated 3,000 soldiers were killed, another 6,000 wounded. But the landing succeeded and ultimately led to the end of the Thousand-Year Reich. 61 years later, many D-Day veterans still remember vividly their experience on the ground. John C. Clark was a forward artillery observer at Utah Beach and joins us now from Spring Hope. John, welcome.
Well, glad to know you.
Tell me a little bit about what you were doing June 4th, 1944.
Well, we were getting ready to go. We were on the boat then. We rode those flat-bottom boats for 2 days before we got there.
Had you any idea, could you possibly imagine what you were in for?
Well, we'd been training since September the year before, taking in what we call dry runs, but we'd go out and come in on a beach. So we pretty much knew what was headed for, but of course, you never really, you know it all till you get there.
What was the conversation like on those boats a couple days before?
Nope, nobody said anything. We just, everybody's in their own little hole, just, I guess we were thinking what we had to do.
Yeah, yeah. Now, and a lot of veterans don't like to talk about this, or didn't when they came back.
Till about 92, 93, my wife got a book out, wrote my experiences. She pumped me there for a couple of years. Before that, I wouldn't say anything, but I got to say this, is about the best thing she did to get it out of my system.
Why do you suppose that is, though? Because it's not uncommon.
Well, a lot of guys are the same way. They don't want to open up. We did things that you wouldn't do normally, and you got to live with that.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about what happened when you actually got there. Describe the scene at Utah Beach.
Well, of course, machine guns shooting at us, and they were shelling us and everything else, trying to keep us from getting on the beach. I got to say this, we hit the easy beach. We hit down where the swamps were, and there wasn't too much. A couple pillboxes there is all we had to contend with. But they'd thrown everything they had at us, trying to stop us. It's because there's a lot of the boys, first few waves, didn't make it.
How do you think this World War II compares to the Iraq War today?
Well, there's not much comparison. There's so much more sophisticated now.
How about public sentiment?
Well, as public, the whole world, the United States was behind us. It was just everybody was in the war effort.
Yeah, now today there's...
Now as this Vietnam thing started it, and then people still demonstrate. I may be crazy, but when I see these demonstrators, I definitely face up to them. I get right in their face, and I said, if I would have done what you're doing 60 years ago in World War II, you guys would be speaking German or Japanese by now. And they just look at me, I'm crazy, but I am not. Hitler was on his way, and... You know, if we hadn't gone over there and stopped him, eventually we would have been over here.
Well, what do you think has changed? I mean, certainly there was a sense that Saddam Hussein is not a good guy, Adolf Hitler not a good guy, but now there seems to be more openness about the critique. Have we changed as a people, or is there something different about the two conflicts?
Well, it's not as worldwide as the other one was. I think that's the difference, and it's just one place. My personal feeling that he definitely needed to take it out. Maybe I'm not 100% behind the way they went in there, but he should have been taken out. Maybe we're the ones that had to do it. I don't know.
All right, John. Well, thank you very much.
Okay.
John C. Clark was a forward artillery observer at Utah Beach in Normandy. He's retired and lives in Spring Hope, North Carolina.